I'm so glad to be here. I'm from Uganda. Always I love to give a little geographic location where Uganda is. Uganda is in the eastern part of Africa. We share a border northern part with Sudan. And then in eastern part, we share border with Kenya and the western with Congo. And southern, we share with Tanzania and also Rwanda, which makes Uganda to be a landlocked country. So when you come there, you cannot get lost. And you can't hide. Because you're going to find only same people there. So you can't hide. You find yourself. We'll find you there. So that's the little country I'm from. I'm pastoring a church not far from American Embassy. We've been so graciously getting different missionaries coming from Alabama, Mississippi, Tennessee, Georgia, before the COVID breakout, we've been so gracious. Almost every 2 months, we get some missionaries coming from different states of thousand part of U.S., like Alabama, Tennessee, Georgia, Mississippi. So we've been moving on well. They've been coming and do some crusades, some open air meetings, some VBS with our children in the orphanage. It has been just great. And I believe we are going to catch up again. Though the enemy has been trying to do this and that, but we are more than a conqueror. And we are still moving from victory to victory. I love the song, that sister song sung here about to stand up and stand up. In such a time, we got to stand. In spite of the situation, the condition, we got to stand. If you're not going to stand, you'll not overcome. But when you stand, you will overcome. As I told you, I'm pastoring a church. On top of that, we have also children that we take care. You know, you can't separate children and ministry. You can't separate children with ministry. Children and ministry works together. Because one day, we'll just leave this place. As my brother, Brother Mills says that we are almost look like. When I was 20s, I had the hair all over. So as I crossed 40, I began to see some other little white combs. And normally when you are young and you see little white combs, you try to take it off. And then when God sees you that you don't want those, he decides to take them off. So you cannot now fighting to take it off. You just leave empty head. So somehow we are trying to fight with it. We try to get it back. And sometimes it cannot come back. You have to just keep it short. So you may look okay. But on all, that is what happens. So as we grow, there is a new generation that will take over. And that's a generation we are preparing every day. Not only one day, but every day. We try to prepare those generations. We have two campus number one. We have children from age 13 up to age 18. And then we have another one we just planted not long ago, 3 years ago. We separated the younger and the elder. And that one is also growing rapidly. We have over 300 children that we accommodate, we do everything for them. I'm just going to show you a slide of a few minutes. You are going to enjoy. I love children because I was adopted too, and that's why I become part of it. If it was not that, maybe I wouldn't do what I'm doing, and I wouldn't be what I am. Somebody was so graciously from London who adopted me, and then I become too. When I was on school, I used to pray with the fellow student, and I tell them, you know, I am biracial. And they said, no, you are not biracial, you are black. And I said, no, my mother's white from London, and my father's from here. They say, how comes your hair is not colored? No, you from here. I said, you'll see my mother. And when my mother came, he used to come every 6 months to check on me, to stay with me like a week. And then I would take her to school, and I said, this is my mother, ask her. And they would ask her, if this is your son? And she would say, definitely is my son. And I said, maybe adopted. He said, I don't know about adopted, he's my son. So that is how I grew, and I'm glad that she made me what I am. When my mother died 7 years ago, that is only mom I cried for. She died of cancer in London. And that is only mom I cried for. Though I had my biological mother, but this mother picked me up when I was 15 years after giving my life to Jesus. And everyone didn't want to deal with me whatsoever. But this mama didn't see all those ugly stuff of me. She just allowed me to be in her side. And she became my real mother. So when she died, that is mama I cried for, and the tear come down. You know, most of men, we don't cry. We can just sneeze but not cry. So when you see a man crying, tears come down, it must be real pain. So that is mama I cried, and the tear come down because she saw me, and she just take care of me and supported me, take me back to school, from school to seminary, and paying her money until I finished. And then I went back and preached back home in Uganda. And when she was dying, this is what she said. She said, son, I want you to go back in Africa and preach and tell everybody that Jesus is coming back, and let everyone know that his mercy endures forever. And that was her last breath, and she died. So those words will never depart from me until I see her again. And I now see her again. And when I see her, I'll give her a big hug again, because she made me what I am. I wouldn't be here if she was not one mama. One mama bring all my dreams to come true. Today I'm taking care of God's sheep. Not only that, I support children, over 700 children in 2 campuses, between campuses, and we see them growing, and some they graduate and go to university, and some they graduate and go to work, and some they come and work with us, and it is just amazing. And some they get scholarship, come to United States. We have 2 in Washington, Seattle, came from our orphanage. And whenever they come back in Africa, our orphanage is their home. They have no mother, no father. They stay with us. And it is such a joy. So that's what we do. We've been working so very hard to see them that they can have a future. The future of the ministry and the churches is upon the children. That's why we love them. You're going to see that in a little video of a slide of 4 or 5 minutes. You are just going to be blessed that you have been a little part of that. And you'll be happy because I've been part of it. I want to thank God for Pastor Mills and his wonderful wife. I was lost last time. I saw her skin and I said, what's wrong with her? And she said she decided to just, go back to diet. I said, wow. I said, is this your wife? And so I have to do the same too. But whenever I see Brother Mills, he take me to steak, and I forgot about what I said. So when you meet this man, he cannot just leave you go that way. Always he want to say, do you want some steak? Do you want some burger? So thank God for him. Amen. Let us see that little video, and you are going to enjoy it. And then after I'll speak the word to you. Oh, that is the end. That's not the beginning. That's the beginning now.